Kyle, what a great show. And what a... Oh, did you hear that thunder?
I didn't, no.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's crazy today. This one, it's still going. It's still going, Kyle.
Wow,
what a crazy, spooky, scary thing.
Spooky, scary skeletons and Poseidon's
mad at me. Wow, what a whew. What a time to pick a state of place, honey.
What a time. What a time, Elsa. What a time.
Seriously, geez, Louise. Kyle, what a great show as always. I feel like we consistently knock it out of the park now. I don't even have to be worried. Absolutely. That was such a great show. That was such a great show. That said, I don't know how much time I got left because Elsa is really battering down on this house. If people didn't hear some thunder and some lightning, like, I would be legitimately shocked because I just heard a lot. That said.
Yeah, I just got a text from my the person in charge of camp. But like, hey, we appreciate it. We love you. You're working super hard. We may or may not have a delayed opening tomorrow or just closed. So be prepared. Just close it, please. I don't want to go out in tropical storm winds and rain and be soaked all day.
Get out of town, please, for love of God.
Stay home, kids. Stay home.
I was getting annoyed because, you know me, I hate when things get picked up on the mic. And this is an act of God. So it's not like I can't, like, tell Mother Nature. Yeah, it's like, whatever. And you know you're going to get one snobby fucking comment on YouTube going, man, what's with this guy in the thunder and lightning? You know what I mean? His mic's so sensitive. He's like, well, maybe it's really fucking loud.
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube, this is why I don't look at those comments. Oh, they make me so angry. Kyle, great show. I think we covered the state of play excellently. And I'm really happy we delayed this show, too, because I knew the ghost talk would be pretty quick. I knew that the Assassin's Creed news was just there. So I'm really happy because there was not much to really
talk about at all. Like we mentioned, like, PlayStation's been very hush hush. And even like games coming to PlayStation have been like hush hush. So it wasn't gonna be a whole lot.
No, wasn't at all. Also, shout out to my family. You know what?
Shout out.
They weren't as obnoxious as they were. So shout out to that, because towards the end, and then I'm like, you know what? That's on me. I've been here for two hours and 40 minutes. They get to yell.
That's fine.
Yeah. Terrific. I think we really, really did a bang up job. Almost. You thought you had me on some Dave.
But almost. Someone tell Dave.
Don't. He'll be empowered. It wasn't the word that you want. First off, can we get a poll on Patreon? What's a better word? Maybe on Twitter is better. Better word. Slaps or the other one?
Did you put this in the Discord or was this on Twitter?
I think one of the two.
I don't know where I stand on it, if I'm totally honest.
Because you listen to a song and you're like, oh, this fucking slaps.
Yeah.
It's like, it sounds good. It sounds real good. And the other one is like, you know, exists. Not a fan. Just not a fan. Kyle, we got an empowerment question from Jose. Are you ready?
I did. And Jose, another banger of a tweet today of made me really, really think hard about myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So y'all thought there was no empowerment question for this week. Foolish trophy hunters. Now then, this question comes from a client, actually. He made a statement and totally hit me right in the heart. Joe and Kyle, empowerment question. Am I focusing more on what's not rather than what is?
Ooh.
What a great, great question.
That's a great question, yeah.
And oftentimes, I feel like as a creator, we are in a constant bout of imposter syndrome.
Oh, 100%.
Never goes away. You take a look at someone's accomplishments or achievements, and you just kind of look at it going, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What are they doing that I'm not? Mm-hmm. You know, look at what they have and I don't. Oh, we started at a similar time, and they're here, and I'm there.
Yeah, for sure.
So it is always a constant battle of, like, what not than what is. And I'm reminded by when we do a state of play thing and seeing all the people show up. Oh, shit. This is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we have something really special. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Those moments are super special. And I'm trying to think of a way to say it. They kind of ground me in a way, not because I'm an egotistical bastard and my head's getting too big.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm floating off into, like, all right, well, I'm going to, no one cares about me. No one wants to watch me. I'm not like this whole question is about, like, look at what all these cool people are doing over here and how many people are checking them out. And I'm over here just desperate and trying my damnedest and nobody's doing anything and float down. But like when I was streaming RE2 the other day, like having 8 people at chat at a certain point, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm coming a little bit lower. Or doing the state of play and people are actually like in chat and hyped about it and interacting with us. Yeah, okay, I'll come down a little bit more. Yeah. Like it's those moments of, I'm trying to sound smart, but I don't want to use the wrong word. Moment of levity that I appreciate because I it's very easy, and I think a lot of people can probably take those hints listening to the show. It's very easy for me to fall really down really fast.
Yeah.
Really, really low. So any moment I can take where I can refocus my train of thought and not think about everything that I don't have going on.
Yeah.
Is something that I'm very, very grateful that we have that I have. Yeah.
I think the one thing that like I see a lot of people doing and I wish people stopped caring so much about it is like being verified on Twitter.
Mm.
Could not care less to me. And someone like there is a few people where I'm like, I think you're kind of obsessing over this. I don't think this is a big deal. I think part of it is like the ego and id thing going at each other, colliding. Cause like, I take a look at it going like, yeah, a cool little check mark would be cool. So like people know who I am, I guess. But like, I don't say many controversial things that have like people creating bots to troll me. Not yet, at least give that time. But but like for me, I was actually watching Dave and they were having an argument and it's Dave who cares about like it really, Kyle, when you watch this, I feel like it's screaming at my soul of like who I am.
Yeah. That's why I also have not watched Bo Burnham's Inside yet, because I'm very afraid that that's going to send me down that dark hole.
I'm not watching it yet because I've never thought he was that great. And people are hyping it too much.
Sure.
So I'm like holding off until like my expectations are.
I get that.
There's a part in Dave where there's two guys arguing to each other. The guy Dave who like – this is like – the one thing where we differ is like he is solely honed on this of like he wants to make it a living. He wants to be – respected, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And he's yelling at a guy about his importance, his self-worth that's tied to his career, and he goes, oh yeah, well like I'm verified on Twitter, and the other guy goes, oh cool, so like a computer told you your value. Cool, I guess. Like,
yeah, I get that.
That's the one thing that I love how they put it that way. Because it really does put things in perspective. It's like all these things are just ones and those that you're worried about.
Sure.
You know, where it's like, yeah. Like,
I mean, to be fair, like being verified does have its perks.
Does it? What do you do when you're verified?
Like I saw somebody that just got verified, like a writer for various news outlets for video games. Mm. And being verified now allows devs to know that he is really him and he really writes for those sites to get codes and whatnot.
Sure.
So like it does have its purpose in those kind of situations, but like to just have a check mark, is something that I used to want. Mm-hmm. But now if I ever do get it, I'll get it and be like, all right, cool. Keep doing what I'm doing kind of thing. Not make a big deal out of it.
I tried to get verified and then I saw did too. This is how far I got though. I saw the convoluted thing. I was just like, yeah, probably not me. Click that. And I just went along my day.
I went through all the things and I was like, all right, gaming podcast, whatever it is. And then it was like, oh, you don't certify because you don't have the follower criteria in your market or in your field or whatever.
Oh, right. Like, it's like this weird.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Yeah.
It's like you need this weird percentage of follower versus followed. And
I don't know.
I don't understand that one either. Nope. So I was, even then I'm like, I get what they're trying to do because then you get a lot of follow for follow accounts trying to get verified. So like, I get that, but like, even then I'm like, 110, like it, to me, like I didn't even get past the first check mark. I was just like, this is just seems like too much worth. I don't care this much. All right. Bam.
Yeah.
Like the only thing that I do care about that I do like obsess more over, and you know it, is like, I want those downloads, right? Like eyes on. Cause like, I ain't doing this to have only five people listen to me. I'm doing this to consistently grow. And like it, to me, it's also putting things in perspective of like, you know, the Greg Miller episode was popular. Our episode prior to that was very popular as well. So we're seeing a boon, and now we're starting to see that divot, that drop off. A
little bit of dip.
Because that's what's supposed to happen. I'm very surprised, though, that it is not as big as I thought it would be. And that's the thing that I'm constantly kind of like, all right, it's going, but like this is natural, and we're also in the summer months where people don't care. This will tick back up. It is the it is that imposter syndrome of like, so today's the day everybody feels like knows that I'm a fake. All right, and you know, that's the thing that I'm constantly obsessing over, which I didn't. Yeah. It's not the like, oh, I don't have enough. It's like, please don't leave me. I'm scared. type of feeling, but.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? We should probably rename the post show.
What's that?
To like the state of the room. It feels like a State of the Union address because we talk about like the show and all the back end stuff.
That's a really good one. Write that down.
State of the room.
I love that. Oh my goodness. But yeah, like that's the one thing I think I stress over a little bit. Too much, but yeah. I feel like you gotta stress over some things. Like you saw, I was having.
If you don't stress over it, you don't care enough about it.
There you go.
It's kind of where my maybe that's an unhealthy thing, but like
Jose, you let us know.
If I'm not worried about something that I generally enjoy doing and take the time and effort into doing, and worrying if I do a good enough job, or worry that I'm not going to get it done in time, then that means I don't really truly love it.
Yeah. Or maybe subtract worry with care.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
That's better verbiage, I think. So Jose can analyze this.
100% it is.
Yeah, I like, to me, so.
And today, our file sizes in Jose's Rolodex grew three times that day.
Like, you walked in on me having a panic attack today.
Sure did.
I was entering it. Thank God you came in, because I would have been freaking out by the time, like, you enter, like, 5 seconds later. Because I'm like, okay, so I know Kyle's coming here. Cool. I got nothing working right now. And I was just like, and everything I was trying to do that would usually work wasn't working. And, like, things that were there, like, on our OBS, like our podcast, it's like podcast with guest, podcast live stream. The live stream there wasn't there, where it's just us. So it's like podcast with guests. I was like, God damn it. So I got to make a whole new thing. Things weren't working. The window mode wouldn't work. My camera wasn't working for a second. I was just like, oh, and I'm like, this is why I don't stream. This is fucking awful. I hate all of this. And then Kyle, you come in. I'm like losing it. You're like, anything I could do? And I'm like, oh.
I used to be like that now. And luckily, knock on wood, all I really have to do is just plug in my HDMI from the TV into the Elgato, and everything works.
Yeah.
It used to be like a struggle to get the game to show up and to get the sound to work. And luckily everything is working the way it's supposed to, and I'll take it. But yeah, I've been there before with the sudden panic. Like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be live in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Nothing's working.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
And like, to me, it's like, it's not like a stream where it's like, I said I'd be live, but I'm late. It's like, this one, there's a fucking deadline.
Yeah, absolutely there is. Absolutely there is, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it is, oh God, it's so rough. It's so stressful. But I do think, getting to the Patreon stuff, I'm going to stream Gravity Rush. It'll be like, sweet, maybe some last minute stuff, Like, I'll start doing that maybe Monday. I think it's a good time. Because, Kyle, only 18 hours to stream and beat that game. And plat it.
18? That's it?
18. That's why when I saw Dark Cloud, I was like, oh, shit, 30 to 40?
I already have that platinum, so it's fine.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. And I honestly had a lot of fun. Here's the thing, guys. You know that I like you if I'm fucking with you.
All right, let me pull the curtain back a little bit. I was fucking furious at you when I saw that tweet. I was like, damn it, Joe. Let the people fucking decide. Not you. Just because the games aren't your thing, you want to skew it that way? Oh, I was pissed. I was real mad.
Yeah, this is what I try to do. I try to poke holes in relationships. That's what I try to do when things get too comfortable. Because to me, I'm just like, let's mess this up. Because, I mean, I picked Dark Cloud. I picked Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, either way, I win. You lose.
Sure.
So good. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I really want to play Gravity Rush. You know? What do you think Dark Cloud would have won if it's that vote?
Could have been, because that is a IP that a lot of people want back.
Yeah,
because it is pretty good. Again, it's not having played set two. Yeah. I think two improves on one from what I've heard. I think Dark Cloud could have won. I am super bummed that Enslaved and Puppeteer are just not getting the love.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got it. Okay, for Puppeteer, I feel the most for it because Marcus really vied for it. And even like I was talking to.
And that is a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
Like you can play Enslaved on Xbox.
Yep.
But like Puppeteer's an exclusive to PlayStation, not PS3.
Also, like I was pointing out to EJ, EJ's like, oh, this is a hard pick because like all these games are excellent.
Yeah.
He's like, for sure. And he's just like, it's hard because like Puppeteer's great. The Gravity Rush, though. Two Japanese studio games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity Rush and Puppeteer. So take that for what you will. Rip Japan Studio. But yeah, I'm very excited for this month. Next month, what's the August?
Kena,
right? And isn't there something else coming out in August that we should talk about?
Let me look. Let me see.
Because Kena comes out very late. So it would be like our impressions of more than a deep dive of.
Sure.
But it's also, from what I understand, a shorter experience. So maybe we could play a little something in the beginning. So maybe, is Puppeteer short?
I don't know. I can look.
Yeah, look it up. Maybe we play Puppeteer for August. Give, or Dark Cloud, whichever you want. Should it be Dark Cloud because it got the most votes?
I mean, it probably should. Let's see. I mean, Hades comes out in August.
Oh, crap. You're right. But Hades comes out in...
August 13th. Hades.
And then Aliens Fireteam comes out around there, too.
Aliens Fireteam is the same day as Kena.
Oh, shit.
And Ghost Director's Cut is 4 days before all those two.
Okay, so you know what August is... Road to Greatness is going to be. It's going to be a snapshot.
Hades, just a bunch of little things.
Yeah, Hades, Aliens Fireteam because Daddy needs it. Kena, Ghost Director's Cut, bam, all there. Dive into it.
I can get down with that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Hades.
Same. I'll
fight a child.
I can't wait to play it on this TV.
Kyle, question for you: fighting children. Now that I said it. Would you fight a child to play Hades?
No.
What is a game that you would legitimately fight a child right now to get? And when I mean fight, you will destroy them. Understand that. Think hard about this.
In my mind, I'm like, all right, I have all these qualifying questions. Like,
it's not Baby Owen. It's not
your kids. Am I going to get in trouble for destroying
this? No, child? People will understand. This is like the obnoxious kid on the playground. Okay. Nobody likes him. The parents are just awful, and there's no repercussions for you just Bam, punch in the face.
Well, first, I feel bad for that kid.
All your eternal rage you've been holding on since 2020. Bam.
Second of all, if I had to destroy a kid in order to get SSX back, I'm taking that opportunity.
Boosh. Punch right in the chest. This kid's going flying.
Either that or resistance. Either or. Let's go, man. The Camaro's got to burn, little That's Jimmy. Right. I don't care.
Pop.
Pop, pop.
Yeah, I feel you there. I feel you there. What is one game that I would Spartan kick a child for? I mean,
right now that Poseidon's outside, if right now Twitter's like, hey, guess what? Bloodborne is close to getting a 4K 60 frame per second patch. All we need is some child to get kicked. You run out of this house right now down the street.
Find the Give nearest me a kid. One. Find Give the nearest me a kid. One. Yep. Punt. Bam. Right there. We're great people. I think that's what a lot of people are missing out of this whole conversation.
Any school districts or the town that I work for the camp, this is all good fun. I actually enjoy working with children.
Oh, shit. You want me to edit this part out for you to decriminalize? Okay.
No. Right, no. It's a joke. I don't care. I would never. The things I hear teachers say about other kids, like, come on, this is tame in comparison.
Oh, you want to hear something before we go?
Yeah.
Want to hear something crazy that happened? I want to know how, if something like this has happened to you since you teach the younger kids. Yeah. My friend Amy became a paraprofessional, okay? New job, just started it the other day. I feel very bad for her because she straight up missed her first day because she got confused with the schedule. So she's like, oh, no, they're going to fire me on the spot. And when I told my buddy Luke, who's a teacher, right, he's like, oh, dude, no, they need her. Because she's going to be dealing with her accompanying autistic kids and, you know, make sure they don't get into trouble and whatnot. And
yeah.
This one kid on her second day, because she literally texted me, she's like, Joe, I think I've seen my lifetime's worth of penises today. I'm like, what?
Geez.
And she's like, all right, let me explain. These kids are at playground, just playing. I from what I understand, kids with learning disabilities, they have like an extra few months of learning, like it never really ends for them school wise.
Okay.
Or like they get like a month instead of 2 months. Anyway, so like these kids are in the playground all playing, and one kid just whips it out and just starts peeing, and then the other kids think that's cool, and so they start doing the same thing.
Oh, it's like Billy Madison.
Yeah, and I was like, "What do you do?" And she's like, "I don't know, Joe. What would you do in that situation?" I'm like, I guess let them finish because there's no way they're not gonna. Once the stream has started, there's no stopping it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I had to tell him it was okay. And one kid I actually had to pull away from because he was in the path of the stream.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Oh my goodness. Has anything that crazy happened to you?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh, really? Yeah. There's been times like with camps. Specifically, where like we'll send a group to use the bathroom, right? And the bathroom, the doors are open just so they can go in and out and whatever. And they'll be like, "Oh, so and so is in there for a while," and send in the male staff members to go in just to check. And I literally walk in, and there's like a row of boys using the urinals. Just pants fully down, like all the way down. Like that's how they use the bathroom. Like, all right, guys, listen, you can't do that here.
Yeah.
The door's open. Other kids are going to come in to use the bathroom. You can't pull your pants all the way down. If you're going to go into the stall. But that would happen all the time. Just kids going in to use the urinal and just everything goes straight down.
That's hilarious. I'm thinking of Butters from South Park. My brother, actually speaking of that, okay, here's the last story of the night. My brother does like after school stuff, or used to because, you know, pandemic. And this one kid constantly, we're talking at least 5 times, pooped his pants.
Mm.
And like, he was on the toilet once, but like his pants were still up when he pooped his pants.
Oh, okay.
Or like he doesn't know like how to wipe. And so my brother is like coaching him through the door. And like, he's thinking to himself, like, how do parents not know? Like, how do parents not teach these kids? Kids like 6, 7, 8, you know? That's what I'm thinking. Like, how do you not potty train them?
That reminds me of that. I think you've seen the clip. I think maybe even Sean Capri has shown you this clip. But of that guy, it was like on some radio show and they were talking about wiping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yeah, like I grabbed the poop out of my butt and then washed my hands. And then it was like, wait, hold on. Wait a second. You do what? He was like, wait, nobody just catches their poop and puts it in? No. So this grown ass man was catching his poop before it hit the water in his hand and then putting it into the water afterwards.
Crazy concept.
Oh man, that's wild.
That's so wild. Okay, here's the last one. Well, stop being gross. Catherine says, after show question, what is one stupid thing right now that has literally no effect on you, but is driving you crazy? Mine is that my next door neighbors run their sprinklers every morning. I have seen them going in the rain. Like, stop it, you fools. Also, I don't think they're oscillating properly or at all. And I want to go fix them myself. What is that one thing that has no effect on you, but annoys the shit out of you?
Oh, man.
I mean, like, I was annoyed as shit of the thunder.
I think the first thing that comes into mind. Oh, yeah, you go first. You go first.
Okay, mine's really... This fan in my room could go die in a fire. Honestly, goodness, like it is.
But that has an effect on you, though.
It just annoys me. It just annoys me to no end. Also, my OBS is crashed, I think. Oh yeah, it's super crashed.
Yeah.
How do I end it? I should show you what happened. How do I end it? Oh wait.
Oh, is it back?
It says it's stuck at 26, whatever, we're finishing this conversation.
Okay.
It keeps doing this clicky sound, and it just, every time it spins it drives me mad. So I would say
mine is there's some, oh my God, secondhand, like, knick-knack shop in our very small main street that I would pass by to go into the deli. I walk right past it. And every time I walk right past it, there's this old doll that has fallen off the chair in the window and no one has picked it up and fixed it. That's bugging the shit out of me. And it's like, it shouldn't. But like, come on, you should know that one of your prized things to get people in the store is not the way it should be.
Yeah. Last thing that pisses me off, this comes to DoorDashers. First off, my address. I get it if you're dyslexic. But look at it again. For the love of God, you keep delivering my meal like 2 streets down. Knock it off. Secondly, we put a box out there so that you don't put our food on the floor as we walk in. There are people that don't put the food on the box. It's why the box is there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't do DoorDash or anything, but like, we order Domino's and have it delivered, and they're supposed to just leave it on the front step. It's a contactless delivery.
Yeah.
But they knock and they wait. I'm like, just leave it right there. And I felt a little bad for this last guy because he knocked on the door, and my sister's dog, Bear, who's like a big pit bull / like mixed with a Dane. That's how big he is.
Yeah.
Hopped on the door and started barking, and he got startled and ran down the stairs. I was like, listen, I'm sorry, man. Just leave
also
it on the
fireworks.
Steps next time.
Fireworks piss me off. It scares my dog shitless. And this, and like we had to do comfort blankets on him because people wanted to pregame fireworks on the 3rd and then the real deal on the 4th. And then, like,
I got 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's what we got around here.
They're like, whatever. It's one day. We deal with it. It's like, fuck off. my dog is scared. I can't tell him why he's scared.
Hot take, we don't need fireworks.
Yeah.
Leave the fireworks to the professionals. Go to see a fireworks show.
You know what?
You don't need to set them off in your backyard.
Do what Biden did. It was beautiful. He had drones out there. They had like, they placed they had this cool shit holograms in the air. Like, that's dope as hell.
Yeah, okay? Figure out the programming needed and do that shit.
Do that shit. Hire a nerd in your local town. They got it covered. Nerds love fucking drones. My brother can't get enough of them. Hire my brother. He'll be a drone guy, okay? Trust me. Trust me. Yeah. Also, people with drones, they annoy me. It's like, what do you have to do? This isn't... You know? Also, people that say spaghetti, get out of here.
Spaghetti.
Listen, people that say words pretentiously annoy the shit out of me.
Oh, so real quick, because I want to make sure we end this before your OBS crashes for real this time.
I don't know if it did or didn't, but yes.
Oh, okay. One of the kids in my group the other day, on the first day, we were talking about, like, what do you call this and whatever. Mm-hmm. And she just come right out of the way, totally serious, and says, do you put your cereal sauce before or after the cereal in the bowl? I go, excuse me? What? And she goes, the cereal sauce. Are you calling milk cereal sauce? She goes, yeah, that's what I call it. It's like, you know what? I'm using that from now on. I love that.
Also, people that say that cereal's a soup, like, shut up. You're not special. You're not smart. You weren't the first to think about this. Don't try to be philosophical about breakfast. All right?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That type of shit. Is it a taco? It's like, who got? No, it's a fucking hot dog. All right, we don't need to think so deeply about this. All right, it's a hot dog. But is it a sandwich though? I don't know what's a sandwich. What do you think a definition of a sandwich is?
I wish we had a video version of this, and I was good enough at like After Effects, but I would have turned you into an old man just yelling at the sky. These damn drones.
Goddamn drones. Goddamn people that say advertisement. It's advertisement. We're not in Britain. Get over yourself, you piece
of Target instead of Target.
Okay, allowed. That one's allowed.
Are you kidding me?
I say Target all the time.
End the show. State of the room's over. I can't.
Everybody, love y'all. With all that out of the way, have a nice one.